Hey there, everybody. David Jackson with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Before we get started with this week's podcast, do want to take a minute to remind you that you've got precious few days remaining to be able to order your Keep Boone Healthy, soft, nice, cottony t-shirts. We've got those on sale through High Country Souvenirs. You can check them out online at highcountrysouvenirs.com and make that purchase. They're offering free shipping for orders over $30. You can also pick these up curbside at the store, and I'm sure if they are able to reopen here in the near future, you'll be able to stop by the store and pick those up. But the order window closes on May 12th, so make sure you get those orders in there. They, again, have youth and adult sizes. Portion of the proceeds will be going into the Re-Energize Watauga Fund, which is a local loan program that will be announced soon that will help put money in the hands of small businesses here in Watauga County that are needing access to capital as we see some of these businesses be able to reopen again. So very important a program here that, again, more details will be announced soon on how businesses can qualify, how they can apply, and how they can get those monies. But a portion of the proceeds from the t-shirt sale goes right to those small businesses. So buy a t-shirt, help a neighbor, and help keep Boone healthy. Thank you.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
A pleasant good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Great to have you with us here again today. And boy, there's been a lot going on here this week in terms of information as it relates to some of the economic ramifications of COVID-19. We did see earlier this week that Governor Roy Cooper has begun the relaxing of some of the restrictions that were listed in that stay of home order. So we will be officially into phase one as of tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. The most notable things that have come from that, I think that as you review those documents, you'll see that most businesses will be allowed to reopen at limited capacity. Most of those at 50% of their capacity, they'll have to bring themselves into compliance with social distancing restrictions, some of the safety and cleaning policies there, but they will be allowed to open. So places like Boone Mall, some of the King Street shops that maybe you're used to being in that haven't been open will be allowed to do so. Certainly some of those essential businesses that have been open will still be able to operate, and they'll still continue to have to work with those standards of social distancing. But we will see more things begin to open in our area as per the guidelines of phase one. Watauga County on Tuesday morning announced that they wanted to again be in lockstep with the governor in terms of that three-phase policy. One of the things that is still in place, though, the suspension of short-term rentals and hotel stays here, along with a 14-day self-quarantine for anybody coming to the area that is staying here overnight that is not from here. There is language about those policies being in place till early June. There is some opportunity for further discussion on that because, quite honestly, when the Watauga County Commissioners voted on that information on Tuesday morning, they were working off of guidance that came from the governor's office that, I'll be honest with you, changed before his announcement at 5 o'clock that Tuesday evening. So the Watauga County Commissioners and staff are taking that information in. They do have a scheduled meeting for the 19th of this month, and I will imagine that they will be taking up that consideration again, whether they need to amend anything or whether they wanted to go with things as is. But trust me, they are hearing the thoughts and concerns of those in the business community right now, and will be taking that information under advisement as they are able to do at their meeting on the 19th. So with all of that said, we do have an opportunity for you to engage with those folks. We have our Friday forum coming up tomorrow from 10 to 11:15. All of the Watauga County managers, the town managers of Boone, Blowing Rock, Banner Elk, and Seven Devils, along with Watauga County manager Darren Geok, will be on hand to answer your questions. You can submit those questions by emailing us at info@boonechamber.com. You'll also be able to ask them in the Zoom chat, and we'll make sure that we get those questions answered for you as it pertains to a number of different things related to how things are being handled from a local response to COVID-19. Again, that's coming up tomorrow morning from 10 to 11:15. You can register online for that at boonechamber.com. We do have a special guest for you on the program today, one of those businesses that's going to be able to reopen, Luella South from South's Clothiers, one of the longtime business success stories here in our county. She's going to share some thoughts about how her business model has changed somewhat and how she's tried to keep up with the times as she makes sure that she is ready to be able to not only open to customers on a broader scale safely, but also keeping up with some of the industry trends there as well. So if you are a business that's maybe potentially getting to reopen your store, some good information coming to you from this interview with Luella South that will be conducting here in just a moment. So stick with us here on this edition of Mind Your Business. It's presented here, as always, by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson joining you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, talking local business and the impact that we have seen through this COVID crisis. And now that we're getting a little closer to some of these businesses being able to open back up, kind of getting a sense of where they've been and what they hope to get accomplished from a business standpoint here with your help in the next coming days, weeks, and months ahead. We're joined by no stranger to our business community, somebody that has operated a specialty clothing, a clothier here in the High Country for a number of years. Luella South is with us here today on the program. Luella, thank you for joining us here this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
So you have been in business for a long time here in this community. You have seen a number of different market influencers, if you will, between bad storms, economic upturns and downturns and whatnot. How has this particular COVID crisis, if you will, changed things further for not only your business, but other small businesses here in the area?
Well, I just read in a recent article that there are 650 businesses closed throughout the United States, and 25,000 to 100,000 will not reopen. And so I would say this is the most traumatic experience I've had since being open since 1983.
And give us some perspective within that. You've been open, like you say, since 1983. What are some of the other challenges that you've seen that you've had to overcome and have obviously made it out on the good side of thus far?
Well, we've had recessions and we've had school closures, snow days for a long period of time. We're not having those snow days like we used to. And of course, you never make those days back up. And of course, with this pandemic, we missed our two highest dollar months of the year, which was March and April. So this has been especially traumatic and probably the worst loss of dollars that we've had in the time we've been in business.
And sure, timing of this particularly hard for you with prom season right around the corner when all of this really set in to be and so many plans are left unbuttoned up at this time even still. How have you and your staff worked to be creative during this time? Everybody's had to try to find their way to survive the best they can. How did that first come to you and what are some of the things you've done to try to maintain your business as best as possible?
Well, we have done live videos. And we have done private appointments where we only had two or three people in the store. We have called customers, and we've had a way. Actually, the phone is connected to my home, the business phone right now. So we've done a lot of mail order, and we did free shipping. And that has been helpful to bring in some dollars.
I'm sure part of that too is to keep your brand awareness out there, and South has certainly been in this community long enough that that's not going to go away quickly. But I'm sure that as you found new ways to connect with people, it was important to kind of keep that brand identity going. Did you find that helpful to connect with people in new ways and keep top of mind?
Yes, social media has been great. Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, all of those we've tried to do more of since. You know, people were sheltered at home and didn't have the internet became more important. So that has been a great way of advertising that, you know, didn't cost us a lot of money.
Luella South joining us here this morning on Mind Your Business. And as we think about, you know, again, the plight of the small business here, there are so many just like yours that have been built up over years and years. You've got a loyal following. You've had to reinvent kind of how you're doing what you do. What lessons have you learned from this at this point in time? Or is it too early to go down that road just yet about what might be able to be infused into your business plan moving forward based on lessons that you've gone through now?
Well, we've learned that women will go without new apparel or new clothing, but they won't go without their Meryl Norman makeup. You know, they want that even if they're staying at home. And the other thing is brides that used to come in that were just looking, now they're buying. They want to go to a small store where, you know, they're saying, and we're practicing all the COVID-19 guidelines, that the virus can live on fabric 4 hours. So we're steaming the clothes after they're tried on so that you can feel safe if you're trying on a garment. But, you know, I think we'll know more as time goes along. I think we'll emerge stronger from this. And the reason I say that is we can no longer deal with anything that's not working in our business. We have to examine every aspect of our business and find out what the strengths are and let go of some of the things we've been doing that were not profitable.
Luella South joining us here this morning on Mind Your Business. You bring up an excellent point about just some of those nuances that attach themselves to your business because of what you do, people trying on clothes. What are some of those other things that maybe you have had to think about how to implement or will have to implement just based, again, on the fact that you're a retail store with a lot of things that people handle? How have you tried to make sure that you're doing the right stuff, not too much overkill, but also making people feel safe about coming to you?
Well, we're asking people to wash their hands immediately upon entering the store and then use hand sanitizer. We're asking them to wear a mask, which we provide for them, or we are selling masks and hand sanitizer. And that's another aspect of the business. You know, I noticed in some businesses, like restaurants now, they're now selling groceries. I think we have to reinvent ourselves in lots of ways. But I think the most important thing about any customer coming into your store is that they feel safe and that the employees can remain safe. That's the most important aspect of our business, is to make you safe and that I may keep my employees safe, because this is a very serious situation.
You know, I think there are a number of people that are getting ready to open their stores back up as we continue to move through the phasing in North Carolina. What advice can you give to those businesses about the critical communication with your employees that you just mentioned? Not only making sure that they know they're safe, but making sure that they're in the loop on what you're thinking about in terms of opening the business or keeping the business open and scaling things appropriately as those opportunities to expand your services again do come forward.
Well, we've put a table in front of our cash register so that customers have to stay 6 feet away. We do have as all the employees are required to wear masks also, and then the social distancing. And I'm waiting on a thermometer. We will be taking temperatures as soon as the thermometer arrives. But there's such a scarcity of everything right now. As you know, if you've been in the grocery store, you know, and I'm sure you have been in the grocery store, mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. But we have had several staff meetings already on the importance of following all these guidelines to the letter.
Luella South joining us here on Mind Your Business. We'll take a brief time out. When we'll come back, we'll talk with one of our area's most successful businesswomen about longevity and maybe some advice to weather this storm as Luella and her crew have done for so long here in serving the High Country community. Back with more here after this on Mind Your Business, an exclusive presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce and brought to you by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson visiting with Luella South this morning of South Clothiers in Boone Mall. Operational hours even through COVID-19 to make sure that everybody has access to their latest garments and makeup, as we just heard about just a moment ago from Luella South. And Luella, you know, you have been, again, a fixture in this business community for quite some time. For people that may not be maybe a little bit more into their business in the formative years, we're calling it years maybe 1, 2, and 3, and they're getting ready to get back in the saddle after this disruption. As we talked about a moment ago, you've been there, done that with some disruptions of your own over time. What's your advice to somebody who might be looking at the circumstances in a more overwhelming fashion right now, but just need that sage advice from somebody who's been in the been around long enough to have seen just about everything? What would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them to, what we're hearing out of Europe, I just got off a Zoom meeting with my buying office in New York, and what we're hearing from Europe is that we should expect half the business that we've had in the past at this time period. So only by, if you're a, you know, whatever kind of retail or restaurant or whatever you're in, you should only buy half of what you would normally buy. And of course, when restaurants open, they will only probably be able to seat half of what they had originally. But I would just say proceed with caution. Don't go into too much debt. Of course, the PPP loans and the disaster relief have very strict guidelines, and they're changing those constantly. That has been very frustrating for small business owners. But, you know, we're thankful for the money. We just hope we can use it right so that we don't have to pay it back. And I would highly recommend, if you have not applied for those, to continue or to apply for them now, because they continue to fund it. And hopefully, I personally went to the bank I had been using for years, and it was, some of the money was deposited directly into my account, which was much needed, not having any business at this time.
And I think that's one of the things that I admire about your approach the most during all of this is, as we've communicated some, you have been staying on top of not only local information, but really trying to get a sense of industry-wide information that will eventually trickle its way back down to you. What are some of the other things that you've learned during that time about, you know, industry-specific things that you feel like you're going to be able to move into your business expectations as we move forward through this?
Well, we hope we can eventually get back to doing the same amount of sales we were doing, and I do hope for that for the future. But, you know, we are limiting our hours. The mall will open Saturday at 11, and we're limiting our hours to 11 to 6 weekdays and 1 to 5 Sunday. So we just hope with a lot. I think it's going to take a lot more promotion and a lot more advertising to let people know that you're there, as I said, and again, make them feel safe.
You know, every business has got, despite the fact that these have been incredibly trying times, every business seems to have their little silver lining story, a customer that has gone out of their way to stay connected, you know, something that has been that positive bright light to take you through what have been some dark times. What's your version of that? Have you had the outreach from loyal customers just trying to find any way that they can to support you in this period of time?
Yes, we have had a lot of customers call and just say, I want to support small business. And of course, every sale that we have made in the last 2 months, we have said, thank you for supporting a small business. As we know, more of the money stays in the community when you support a small business. I mean, sometimes we have to order on the internet, or there's things we have to buy somewhere else. But if you have a choice of supporting a small business, I hope you will do that. And, you know, I have even said to some small businesses, I can order this on the internet this amount cheaper. I would be willing to pay you more if you would you know, cut the pricing a little bit just so that I would feel good about buying it and not saving the money by ordering on the internet. So I know that being at home has increased internet sales, but I hope now that the customer will come back and buy locally so that, you know, this money will stay in the community.
I know we've seen some of the news about big box retail being in a kind of a crossroads situation, especially in some areas where they were seeing declining sales anyway. What is it about the local business and the way that you're able to imprint to a community that gives local business a better fighting chance to come out of something like this in your mind?
Well, we're hearing that people are not feeling as comfortable in the large stores and they don't feel as safe. So I think especially the large chain stores, people will want to go back. They will not want to shop at the really large stores now and go back to smaller businesses where there's fewer people in the store and they trust that door handles are being sanitized and that they're following COVID-19 to the letter. So I think in some ways it may be good for small business because, you know, small business is what supports all of our local charities, you know, and a lot of the large chains don't do as much for our local charities as our small businesses do.
I know you've been out there supporting so many different efforts throughout your time in business here in the community, and I know that you understand this community about as well as anybody does. My last question for you, Luella, is one about Boone and the High Country in general. There have been a number of people that have been touched by the outreach that they've seen from people who are not in the best of times themselves, but they're still finding a way to connect. What is it about the spirit of Boone and the spirit of High Country that gives you hope for what can become of this? Again, looking more positively, but what are the things that make you believe in a rebound here because of what you see here on a day in, day out basis?
Well, I just see that people are going to realize that local is better. And just as we've seen all this information come out about China, we now know that we want our medicines made in the United States. We want local food. And we want to support local business. And I believe that the consumer now, but especially in the High Country where we have such great people, I believe the consumer here will put small business first and will want to keep our money as local as possible. But I have heard statistics that if you spend money in a small business, 67% of that stays in your community. So think about that when you're buying. I think that is a very good reason to buy local.
Excellent advice to close out from one of our trusted business minds in the community, Luella South, joining us from Souths today. Thank you very much for your time. Best of luck for you to you, and we look forward to seeing you in the mall very, very soon.
Thank you, David.
All right, that'll do it for this edition of Mind Your Business. We'll be right back here again next week, same time, same place, on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.